AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Presidential frontrunners Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are emerging tonight as the big winners. Each has six states in Super Tuesday primaries and caucuses. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a live report.
Ross, Donald Trump is continuing his domination of the GOP field, even praising Ted Cruz's showing, with Cruz winning his native Texas.
I know how hard Ted worked on Texas, and that's a big get.
He had harsher words for Marco Rubio, who's still looking for his first win this campaign, and right now holds a sizable lead in Minnesota. No winner there on the Democratic side either, but Hillary Clinton has taken six other states, further distancing herself from Bernie Sanders, who did score wins in his home state of Vermont and also in Oklahoma, Ross.
Marco Rubio, who has yet to win, as you said, Sagar, told supporters in Miami tonight he has earned his way in life, unlike Donald Trump.
I didn't inherit $100 million. I didn't start out with a small $2 million loan from my dad.
Ohio Governor John Kasich told supporters in Jackson, Mississippi, he would rather lose than engage in mudslinging.
You know what? We're not electing class president or class clown. We are electing the leader of the free world.
The two top Republican leaders in Congress are denouncing Donald Trump for his slow disavowal of former KKK leader David Duke. While not mentioning Trump by name, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blasts his seeming ambivalence about Duke and the KKK. Happy hour, very happy in New York's financial district, the Dow gaining 348 points. This is AP Radio News. A spokesman for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office in Alabama says first responders are looking for victims of a severe storm that battered Bessemer tonight, injuring at least four people.
We are going house to house, checking on everybody and making sure that everybody gets what they need.
Recapping the Super Tuesday results so far, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have each won six states. Clinton winning delegates in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Virginia, Tennessee, and Texas. Trump racking up wins in Georgia, Virginia, Arkansas, Alabama, Tennessee, and Massachusetts. Clinton lost to Bernie Sanders in his home state of Vermont and Oklahoma. Trump lost Texas and Oklahoma to Ted Cruz. Republican contests in Vermont and a caucus in Minnesota are too close to call while voting continues in Alaska and on American Samoa in the Pacific. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.